I want to tell you how I learned about the 10 core commitments and what my business looked like before I learned the 10 core commitments. My brothers and I get started with tools and events. And it was going great. So great, in fact, that a director said, "You guys are building a dynasty." Remember that story? So we're excited and everything's going great. Well, then I read in a magazine, it was a network marketing trade magazine, and I read about this story about how this guy made a bunch of money putting these signs on telephone poles, work from home. How many of you have seen those signs out there? You know what's funny? Every time I called on those, nobody answered the phone. And I'm thinking, if you're working from home, why can't you pick up the phone? You know? And what I found out is they were at their job. You know, I remember this is like 10 years ago, but it said, "Own a computer, put it to work, $50 an hour." Anybody remember that one? It was like everywhere. And yet they can't answer their phones because they're at their day job, because they can't really make $50 an hour what they're doing. But there was this one guy that said he made a lot of money putting these signs all over town. So you know what? We're like, hey, sounds good. So we started hanging these signs. They were so nasty when we first made them. But I mean, we got plastic signs and we wrote with the marks a lot. Work from home, get paid daily, marketing reps needed. And we put a phone number on there. And then we hammered them up. And you know what happened? People started calling. We're thinking, hey, this is great. You know, people are calling. And so some of them, we signed them up. And they're like, now, how do we build the business? What do I do? And we said, look, we have a system, okay? Here's what we want you to do. We want you to meet us at Walmart this Friday night at midnight. Okay, because this is when we go out to hang our signs. Wear black and bring a hammer. Okay? Now, how's that flowing through the filters? How are we doing? We're getting stuck, right? We're getting stuck in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We're like, meet us at Walmart and wear black. And people are like, no, seriously, how do you do it? We're like, seriously, bro, if you want to get rich, listen to this guy. You know, I mean, we're like, we didn't know. We just thought it was a great idea. So like, some people did it. Like, we recruited this one 18-year-old. He's like, oh, I like the way, you know, I like how you guys operate. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, this sounds fun. He shows up. He's got this, you know, the black stripes. He's ready to rock, man. I mean, he is just like fired up. He's got his little tool belt with a hammer hanging off. You know, he's like, let's do this. We're at Walmart. It's midnight. So we go out. We're hanging these signs. And the next day, you know, the phones are ringing. And we're like, man, we figured it out. This is great. Well, this 18-year-old kid gets a phone call. And it alarms him a little bit. So he calls my brother David. And he says, David, I got this phone call and I don't know what to do. I'm kind of scared about it. And Dave says, well, what is it? And he goes, well, I'll three-way you into my, you know, we had the separate voicemail line. I'll three-way you into my voicemail line and you can hear it for yourself. So he dials in and it says, hey, this is Sergeant So-and-so of the Fort Worth Police Department. Your signs are against city ordinance and, you know, you're going to be fined $60 per sign. I'm going to give you till midnight tonight to get them all off the poles. And so this kid says to my brother Dave, he's like, Dave, what should I do? And Dave said, delete it. He's like, wait, no, he's like a cop, man. Like, he's got my phone number. That ain't your phone number. That's a voicemail. That's totally separate. They're going to have to hire an investigator to find out who you are. Just delete it, man. We never saw him again. Right? Because it's getting stuck in the filters. Can I do? Do I want to do? You know, am I willing to do? Do I have time? All that stuff. And we're like, what is wrong with people, you know? Like, where are all the, you know, the sharp people? You know, where are they? What about that, huh? So then this lady calls me, and I swear she was 95 years old, but she called on our sign. And she came to the meeting. She said, I want to do it, you know? I know some people. And I said, great. She goes, well, what do I, you know, like, what do I do? How do we get going? I said, look, this Friday night, meet me at Walmart and bring a hammer, you know, dress in black. Never saw her again. I'm not kidding. I wish I could tell you that I'm kidding, but I'm not kidding. We went from tools and events, blowing this thing up, total strangers telling us we're going to be a dynasty in this thing, to these ghetto plastic signs, you know, that we were doing with the marks a lot. And we, after the briefing, we had a tool table in the back of the room where you could buy videos and CDs and all this stuff. And our people would naturally gravitate because there'd be a line back here. And they'd be like, you know, hey, what's that? And we're like, follow me. Come out here. Come out here. Come out here. And we'd literally take our team out to the parking lot and we'd pop the trunk and we would sell our teams plastic signs. And then the founder of the company, the CEO, Mr. Stonecipher at the time, he sends out an email and it says something like this. It's come to our attention that some of you are using plastic signs to market your business. This is a terminatable offense. Is that a word? It is now. It is a, you know, you can be terminated. And so we're like, oh my gosh, you know, and then we're ripping all our signs down, you know, all over town. And we're like, gosh, what are we gonna do? You know, like the tools and events thing, that can't, it can't be that easy. You can't just hand out tools and take them to the meeting and you're gonna build a big business. So we're reinventing the wheel. This sales lady calls one of my brothers and says, hey, I understand you're in Legal Shield. Yeah, that's true. She says, have you done any advertising? He said, no, we haven't done any advertising. Tell me about that. That sounds interesting, okay? Because it's anything but tools and events, right? I've got one for your notes. People hate simplicity because they can't hide behind it. They hate it. They want to make it complex and confusing so if they fail, they can point to all the confusion. Right? Isn't this human nature? We love complexity. We hate simplicity. Because if this is simplicity, you can't get... You can't hide. There's no. It's just you. And if you don't make it work, it's not the complexity of the system. It's just you didn't follow the system. You didn't do your two a day. You didn't go to your business briefing. You never became a core associate. Simplicity. Our system is so simple. So we're trying to confuse it, right? We had a dynasty business growing over here, and now we're talking advertising. So she says, it's going to be $600. I'll give you a full page, and it's going to go to 60, 80,000 homes. I don't remember, but it was a lot. And I'm sure the phone is going to ring off the hook for you guys. We were so excited about that. Oh my gosh, we were so excited. So we didn't have 600 bucks, but we all got together as brothers, and we scrounged up some money, and we sold some stuff. And we bought this ad for $100. Slick, full page, full color, slick magazine. Do you need an attorney? I mean, we thought it was awesome. So the lady calls us the day before it gets mailed out. And she goes, hey, great news, guys. It's going out in the morning. We're like, yes, let the phones begin to ring. So we have a party the next day. We get all of our team together because now we've got it figured out, right? We have this ad and we know that we're going to get rich at this point. So we've got our team together. We're ready. We're rock and roll. We're waiting for the phone to ring, waiting for the phone to ring, waiting for the phone to ring. And you should have been there. I mean, if you were there, it was hysterical because we're trying to explain away why the phones weren't ringing. So I was like, you know what? Well, the mail hasn't even gone out yet in part of the city. That's what's going on. The mail hasn't even gone out in part of the city. And the later the day went, we're thinking, well, it's probably just sitting in their mailbox. They haven't even checked their mail. They haven't even checked their mail, you know? We're sitting here waiting for the phone to ring. They haven't even checked their mail. Well, they'll check their mail when they get home from work. So we stayed and we're waiting, you know? Phone never rang. So we got together the next day and we waited. And the phone never rang. And that whole first week, the phone never rang. And that whole first month, the phone never rang. And it's been about 14 years. And we're still waiting on the phone to ring. Actually, I did read one time, truth be told, and it was another Legal Shield associate wanting to know how the ad was working. We're like, wow, $600 for that? But we were so desperate to try to figure out the system that we'd try anything. We tried anything. We knocked doors. Don't you dare do that. I mean, we got eaten alive. I mean, who wants to do that? That gets hung up in every filter. Nobody wants to do that. We handed out flyers at the mall. We put them on all the, you know, put them underneath the windshield, you know, get paid daily. We're like, oh my gosh, we're going to get so rich. This is crazy how rich we're, you know, this is where we were. We're just so excited all the time. You know, that first year or two in your business, nothing like it. There's nothing like it because it's so much fun. And if it wasn't fun for you, let me tell you when it gets fun. When you're doing this stuff and your team is doing this stuff and you got your five core and they got their, oh, it gets so fun. It gets so fun. So we're putting these things underneath the windshield wipers and then a little golf cart comes up, you know, with the little light on it. And, you know, guy comes out, you know, Barney Fife looking guy. He's like, you can't do this in the parking lot. We're like, can't do what? You know, you can't put the flyers out in the parking lot. And it's like, gosh, we're out of business now, you know, like, golly. You go in the mall, you're passing it out and here comes the security guard. You guys can't solicit in here. Well, they're all doing it, you know? I mean, well, they pay rent. You're not paying rent. We're like, well, how much if you let us stay, you know? Pay you a little rent on the side, you know? My brother Jeff breaks through my front door one night. My other brothers and I are there, and he goes, I got it. I got it, guys. I got it. We're like, what? He goes, check this out. I know exactly how to do it. We're going to build it big. Watch this, guys. Watch. He pulls out this thing. I didn't even know what it was. It was just this contraption. And it's an audio tape. And he's got a rubber band on it. And he takes it off and he's got a business card and he's got a brochure that he wrapped around the tape and he takes that off. And he goes, Dave Savola audio tape. We're like, yeah. Brochure. Okay. Business card so they know who to call. Okay. Rubber band. So ridiculous. Like, okay. You go to the bank. Watch me, guys. You go to the bank in the drive-thru, and you get that little canister out. And you put it in there. And then you push send and drive away. And we didn't laugh. We were like, yes! Yes! High five! We're dancing around. We finally got this thing figured out. We got it. We got it. So being the, you know, selfish, I'm in my house. I run to the phone book section and I flip it open to credit unions. I pull out the whole section. Nobody's getting my credit unions, you know? And then I pull out all the banks. And I'm putting these rubber bands together as fast as I can, and I'm in my car, and I'm driving around town, putting this little contraption, you know, and all these things. And I'm like, I just thought for sure people were gonna start calling me. And it's been about 14 years. Never called. They never called. So we remembered that the tools and events, that worked for us. So we're just like, look, Dave Savola always said, two a day and a weekly meeting. And that's how we started our business. Two a day, two exposures a day, two physical tools in the marketplace a day. Now, you know, you can use the internet and some of the other tools we have, but make it a goal to put, if at all possible, two physical tools. Let those tools grow roots, okay? You never know where they're gonna land. You never know. Somebody, you might have it in a car and somebody's driving, you know, picks up a friend and sees it sitting in that front seat and says, what's that? Oh, it's just something somebody gave me. Well, what is it? Well, it's in my CD. You can hear it, right? You just don't know what's going to happen. But it was tools and events, and that's how we got going. That's how it grew so fast. And then it slowed down because nothing that we were doing was going through the filters of duplication. It was all getting hung up. Is this making sense to all of you? So then here's when I learned about the 10 core commitments. I get invited to a training just like this. I've been in the business about a year and a half. And it's all the top money earners in our company and even in our industry that aren't even in our company. And they train on the 10 core commitments. And they said, this is the system. This is the French fries on the left. This is the beep, beep, beep. And don't you rearrange it. Don't change it. If you want to make $500 a month, do whatever you want to do. If you want to make big money and leave your job and create a staggering success story, it's the 10 core commitments. And here's what happened for me. At that time, I was in and out of executive director. Then I go to this training. I come out of that training, I lock up executive director, I go bronze, silver, gold, platinum, get my platinum jacket, my six-figure ring, and then become a millionaire and move on to the other higher levels of the company. All of that happened in a matter of a couple years after I got this information. You know what's funny to think about? They promoted really big for this training because they were recording it. They said, come down because we're going to record it. And they recorded it, and I got a copy of it. And that's what we all used for all those years. And we used to be called Prepaid Legal, and so we don't use that training tool anymore because it talks about Prepaid Legal. We want to have the new brand. And so that's what we're doing tonight. So you're getting a very similar experience to the experience that I got when I was trying to figure this thing out. And I got the information, and I began to listen to it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And my team began to listen to it over and over and over and over again, and there was an absolute explosion. Today, our organization, as I mentioned, we're in all 50 states, four provinces in Canada, an unbelievably incredible organization that all came as a result of the 10 core commitments. Let's dive in.